Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director, Parochial Vicar for the Catholic community. It is Corpus Christi Sunday. The readings are from Cycle A.
Every year on the two following Sundays, the Sundays following the Solemnity of Pentecost, we celebrate two wonderful mysteries of the faith. Last week, we celebrated the oneness of our triune God, and today we celebrate Corpus Christi, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every year after the birthday of the Church, we are given an opportunity to contemplate the greater mysteries of our faith. It's a time well spent, a time where we contemplate the gospel that the Lord has sent us out to preach. Now, there are so many things about the mystery of the true presence of the Eucharist that we can focus on. The gift of the ministerial priesthood, the graces of simple bread and simple wine being transformed into the body and blood of our God. The thought that every time we partake of the Eucharist, not only do we unite ourselves to God, which is preeminent, but to every single Catholic in this church, but indeed to every single Catholic in the world, every single Catholic that's walked before us and those after us. However, we oftentimes forget that the Eucharist is, in some ways, apostolic, that is, evangelistic. The Eucharist sends us. The Eucharist propels us into action. The Eucharist grants us a mission sent to accomplish. Partaking the body and blood of Christ is not merely an end to itself, but rather it propels us, it tosses us, it throws us like a rag doll into a mission of evangelizing the world into the glory of God. Today's gospel says it all. Our passage from the Gospel of John proves the point quite well. Today's gospel shows us this apostolic nature of the Eucharist. Jesus tells us that the Father has sent the Son and has life because of the Father. Moreover, later on in the gospel, Jesus says, "As the Father sent me, so I send you." The Father has sent Jesus into the world to gain disciples. Jesus, in turn, sends us to bring about the kingdom of God, to expand the church, to unite the human family under the banner of the Lamb of God. As the Father has given life to the Son and has sent the Son, so too does the Son give us life. So too does the Son send us in order to bring the human family back into a deep, intimate relationship with the Father. The Eucharist is apostolic. The Eucharist propels us to share the grace, the glory, the peace, and the love of God. The Eucharist is not merely a noun, it's a mission. As the Father has given life and a mission to the Son has given us life. The Son has given us a mission to bring the human family back to God. It is not enough to open a door for another person, or allow people to cut in line in the grocery store, or to pay for dinner when we go out with a group of friends. It's not good enough to perform random acts of kindness. Though good and laudable things, our Christian call does not end with being nice to each other. We are called to do something much more profound than being nice. We are called to bring the real presence of the Eucharist to every aspect of our being. Our call is to bring the presence of Christ into every single aspect of our life. We weren't baptized in order to preach the gospel according to nice. We are called to something much more profound, something much more powerful, much more majestic. We are called to bring the true presence of the Eucharist into every aspect of our being. St. Ambrose once wrote that every faithful soul is Bethlehem. That is, the house of bread. That's what Bethlehem means, the house of bread. Every soul is Bethlehem. Every soul is the house of bread. In a sense, we are living and moving tabernacles, compelled to bring the true presence of Christ into every aspect of our being, to every place we find ourselves in, to every thought we have, into every single action we perform. Every faithful soul is Bethlehem. We are empowered by the body of Christ, sent into the world to sanctify and bring the world into the deepest ocean of grace. Drunk by the blood of the Lamb and gluttoned by the bread of life, we are to grant peace and grace to a world desperate and starving for meaning and purpose. We, as the houses of Bethlehem, are missioned to go out into this world and offer them the ultimate source of meaning and purpose. Like walking and roaming tabernacles, we are called to remind others of the true presence of Christ within their lives, so that when people, when they look upon us, they see not us, but as Paul says, they see Christ who dwells within. We are called to bring Christ's presence into every aspect of our being. We are called to be that house of bread, giving humanity an opportunity to feed on the true bread of life. The angelic doctor, St. Thomas Aquinas, has written many things about the mystery of the Holy Eucharist. One of the many wonderful works he's written is one of the Dominican Order's favorites. It's simply called the Osacrum. And generally speaking, when Dominicans gather in the presence of the Holy Eucharist, we recite this prayer, the Osacrum, before we meditate or pray in common. O sacred banquet, in which Christ becomes our food, the memory of his passion is celebrated, the soul is filled with grace, and a pledge of future glory is given to us. You have given them bread from heaven, containing every blessing. O God, who in this wonderful sacrament has left us a memorial of your passion, help us, we beg you, so to reverence the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may constantly feel in our lives the effects of your redemption. You who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. So fed by the sacred banquet, let us be those moving and roaming tabernacles, this bread of life. Let us be Bethlehem. May we be propelled by the mission of the gospel.
Thank you for listening to the Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or call us at 650-725-0080. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic community at Stanford and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.